The whole original portion of Psarei becomes Echtir Nisore. No, if in the end there is no Tamcholov in Psarei, so then it becomes Muter. So remember here too, if there is Shishim, together with the Psarak Hau, there is Shishim, so the whole of Shchuto does not give it Tam in the Gdeire. So remember we can say Echtir Hasmas Nereile, so it's Ainach with the same Shishim. Alright, now the other Taz we don't have to go over because I discussed all the other Taz. Alright, so tomorrow there will be lengthy Shia. So I would like to go to start with Siman Tzadik Aleph and go over the whole Siman Tzadik Aleph with all the Taz and the Shas.
it just seems like God would be cool for us. And then,
Also, we know that we have a mutoria. Our shetzori chladiach nikeni diosom. We need to watch the reason we pass a sachas. We have a shinon shemayim with every day. So, if Bosso and Vino are in contact, there is no blee, just some men, some grease might be transferred, might mutually be transferred from one to another. So Hadoche will remove the grease that was transferred from one to another. Kosov aliyitu, shmamino komide diboya Hadoche, ki Bosso heta tzinen, vikomo shalisa tzinen, osa lechatchil. So the task points out. What does it mean, shmamino, it's the halach. So the chiddush is that even legami kelim we apply this halacha, because at first the Torah just mentioned tochlim. So maybe you have to do it through tochlim. So there is a greater possibility that when two tochlim are in contact with each other, that there will be a mutual transfer of grease from one to another. Mashenki, when an eichel is in contact with the kelim, then it's not so likely that there's some grease from the keilah will be transferred to the eichel. So Kamashmon, the Balito, that even in connection with the case of an eichel being in contact with the keilah, we also have to make a doch. Because the Balito, Shmamino committed by a doch, the task pointed out, Kim Bosso heta the same, Saheta the same, because of his absent, or Sahatin, you know, Ochel, we are doch. We dafke was a mushroom lava or heba doch. I will need a duch about doch, he was a high today. So, what did he say, the Balito? That you are allowed to put on a trefedic kale, you are allowed to put a cold piece of raw meat on a trefedic kale, on a kale shalisa, a raw piece of meat. But if it's not raw, you're not allowed. Why? Because raw piece of meat, no person is going to eat it without rinsing it. So mele, there is no choshe, lest he'll eat it with the grease of the yisea being upon the surface of the piece of meat. He's going to rinse it and wash it anyway, so that will wash off any grease that possibly might be transferred to the portion of meat. Mashein came if it's not raw. So then, many times a person eats it without rinsing it. So Mele is not allowed to put it on the kele, lest he will not rinse the pig, because when he puts it on the kele, it might some grease of the kele, some isodic grease of the kele might be transferred to the surface of the piece of meat, and then he will not rinse it, he'll eat it with some grease of isa. Of course, it's very little, but chotishio is also osa. Chotishio is not all, and even according to Shlokish, but in the Rabbonim, it's osa. So even a tiny little piece of grease involves the isa of chotishio. Alright. So he says, Avu mide, vidach ki bosom bushla avu heba doche, avu mide buruche ba doche ki bosom chai vaha yitzile, shor lecha tchile, vichi mide bitzein le boya doche, shor lecha nizoya shalita bosom avu lechem, shilita vayosom lochle, vino, וכן אם יגע בגבינו, אז הוא אוכל עם בוסו. So in other words, so you shouldn't לחתחילה bring לחם that is used for milchik stew, you shouldn't bring it in contact with בוסו, because then some grease of the בוסו will be transferred to the לחם, and then we'll eat that לחם with גבינו. So in effect, he'll be eating גבינו with grease of בוסו together. And the size of the bosor doesn't matter. Roch is the Rishalm. Hadim the Ochal Chuvit. Uboi le Michal Kuper. Mivaya Psis. Perish. Mi she Ochal Gvino. Le Reitze Lechel Bosor. Kuper. That's Bosor. Tzorich le Baya Barashuv. She yu le Pash Ochal Magin. Bamed Vah Amuri. Vi she Shnei Yem Tzeinim. Avo Bosor Vichol Ovechin. She Nisar Biyachar. Oy, I feel boss of saying, we say, Holo, we say, yeah. Oy, Holo, saying, we say, boss of, we say, yeah.
Hakelos Abo. So in other words, Bosa Tzeit Nisi Cholok Niseya. O Cholok Tzeit Nisi Bosa Niseya. So Hakelos, why? Because since the bottom one is hot, whenever the bottom one is hot, it's considered as if both are hot. So then there is a weird movement. Because that Torah got. But suppose the bottom one is cold. So that Torah Gova, we pass in that Torah Gova. That means that in the long run doesn't mean in the course of a day. It means simply in the course of a very short time, in the course of a few moments. So everything will become hot, will become cold if the bottom is cold. But Admeika Gola Kiniki. Until it cools off, it has to take a moment to cool off. In other words, so the first moment before the bottom that is cold has an opportunity to cool off the top that is hot. So there can be beer, but how much beer can take place in the course of the first moment before everything is cooled off? Only kidding. So. So it's that toy, but the first moment it can manage to be mafriya. How much can it manage to be mafriya? Kiriklipe, kirikaposo, viashom there, vichei. Now, so with boso is a solid thing. So if boso, let's say viseya, falls into a kettle of cold milk, so then it only manages to, in the first moment, to be matliya in the surface, kiliklipe. So all you have to do is to be kiliklip the whole surface of the portion of meat, and then the rest, once you peel off from the surface of the portion of meat, the rest of the meat is alright. But suppose that's with the posel. But what do you do with the chalav? You can't peel off from milk. Well, you could say you can peel off from milk, but you can pour off from the upper portion of the milk. You can pour off, so you can pour off a little bit. So then you are sure that it's going to be there. The answer is no. Since the uppermost layer of the milk absorbs minute particles of fossil when the hot piece of fossil fell into the milk, so then immediately. That, after all, liquid, so it becomes mixed. So that upper layer becomes distributed with the rest of the milk. So maybe it's impossible to make it. So we have a machleket between the Rivo and the Rib. In other words, in the case of the Toyo Kova, where it passes in a clip, and suppose you cannot be killing, let's say you cannot be killing the milk, because immediately, that the uppermost layer of milk that absorbs minute particles of fossil becomes commingled with the other layers of the milk. Or, let's say, in connection with the fossil, so it's possible to peel off. But suppose it didn't peel off, and it was the bashlet. So there is a machlekes between the Rivo and the Rib. The Rivo shita is that wherever something is nivlakidik lipe, so then, if he wasn't kelev, so it tassas. So you require shishi. If that klipe became nisarim with the rest of the thing, so you require shishi. Otherwise, if there is no shishi negative the klipe, the whole thing becomes awesome. So the male, according to the before, since the uppermost layer of the milk absorbed minute particles of boso, so that layer became boser, and that layer became immediately commingled with other layers of milk. And so if there is no shishin in the totality of the milk, negative klipe, so then the whole thing, all the milk is osa. There's the shita of the Rivo. The shita of the Rib, and where it's osa only getting klipe, so the Eved, if there is no shishin, so it's neuter. So he says, Kosa Rivo, so she be samate le aklipe, she nesa nemen. Avo Rabi, it's ho kosa, she yitzok, v'chei yirem divar Rambam like the Rib. שכל שחקים לפה בוסה שמגיע ביכולות, ואיך לאשור, כיבש בכולות, מה יעשה? אם כי רוצה לאימא, שיפור עם מותר, שאם הוא יביא איסה או עם מפורש איסה, ואם לא פלוזר לי, oh, so that's, so far, the thing of let's say of what we say Yashima policy Hall of Tainer. What about the case where both are Tainer? The Nofu Zelis is a Tainer. So then there is no problem. All he has to do is to win. Madia Haboso Umud. Now you can be Madia Haboso. But how about the milk? You cannot be Madia Haboso. How is it possible to rinse milk if a cold piece of milk fell into a kettle of a cold piece of meat fell into a kettle of cold milk? So you can rinse the salad, the meat, but the milk you cannot rinse. So the milk is mutal gamre, because what's the purpose of that? To wash off minute things, minute droplets. So actually there is bitter, but there is aloha in the battle misal chatchile. So as long as it is possible to remove the minute particles for adoche, so then it's like lechatchile. So you're not allowed to eat the portion of meat without rinsing it, because then it's like the battle misal chatchile. But vis-à-vis the milk, it's impossible to rinse the milk. Impossible to rinse the milk. So in the eved, it becomes bottle. There is certainly shishim in the milk. The droplets, the minute particles of boso that were transferred to the boso, to the milk. Yes, what is it?
You also say that if you have a piece of boso that's also directly by you,
what?
You also say
the machlekes is the Rehim Rivor is in the case where there was bleeding, getting bleeding. Here, yeah. Both are tainted. So there was no bleeding. Some grease of the meat might have been transferred to the milk, but not bleeding one. Just floating above the milk.
I'm talking about the case of bleeding Rivor.
Oh, yes,
sir. That if you have a piece of blood that came off of the big one, and you were not fully at the blood, or
you cooked it.
Yeah.
So then there is a machlekes that I mentioned before. Then there is a machlekes of the Rivor and the Reed.
That's probably the same.
So what do you mean that's though? That's the machlekes between the Rivor and the Reed.
They're fully by the blood.
The same thing. By Cholov, so it's always impossible to be Caleb. You can't be Caleb Cholov, a liquid. But by Boso, so at the very outset, you can't be peel off. You can't peel off. But suppose you didn't peel off and you already washed it, then there is a machleke between the Rivor and the Reed.
Right.
So the same machleke between the Rivor and the Reed that applies to Cholov all the time, when a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, so the same machleke applies to the meat also, if the meat without peeling off from the surface was nispashal. So if there is shishim, then according to everybody, it should be that piece of meat. If there is no shishim, so according to the Rivor, it's also the whole piece of meat is also, and according to the Rivor, it's mutar.
Do we know that
won't
they become
the Rivor is that where the Rivor is only in the klipe, so there it is mutar. Klipe is only also the chachter. That's the Rivor. The Rivor is mutar. Yes, what?
But the Rivor, by the case of Tzomim B'Tzomim, so...
They don't discuss that. Tzomim, so...
Because of the minuteness of the particle.
So then it's not an Inyan of Bliya. There it's just... It cannot be lived in the milk, if it's Tzomim B'Tzomim, but some particles of grease of boso might float on top of the milk. Might float on top of the milk. So then there is Bittul. There is bitul in a chaname. If you can see them, the minute particles of the grease on top of the milk, you have to pour off, because then it's like lechatchile. But if they are so, it's impossible to pour off. Let's say they're all over, and there is shishi in the milk, negative minute particles of grease, so then it's part of the shishi. If there is no shishi, that's an unusual situation. But if there is, if the grease that was transferred from the piece of meat to the hollow are so numerous that there is no shishim in milk, then it comes also according to everybody. All right. Oh, we know for zelis and the tzeli madiach haposol mutar umoliach dinikirseach. ולוי גם לסה פולי, אלו כדי קליפה לחוד, ונתון בין מואליה מתחתן, אלו בין אליה מתחתן, המוליח מהבריאה בתוך אי, ונויה מהם. כות, we saw it arubes, we saw that there is, נסים את קופי, that there is a מחלקת רשיינים, there is another sheet, there is a sheet of רשיינים, זה מרש בשיטה, that גם עם מוליח, we also apply the הלוח of תתויה כבר. בוא, אחד הרשיינים האחר, ונתון, ומביא הדין הקריסייה הוא לגמרי לעשה כולל, ונקריב לחוד, ונטוב הוא בין אלי לתחתי, אלא בין אלי לתחתי, המליח מביע בתוך פיל ובין בלי אמין. כאילו כבוסו וגבינו, לחים המלוכים שנוגו זה בזה, צורך לקריב שניהם, מכן נגיוס. ואם הבוסו מליח והגבינו תפילו, so the הלוח היא, is that מליח הרי הקריסייה, so the מליח can be paled, so the melee it will be, it will be mabriya into somebody else, into something else. But, so, vim ha-boso mabriyach, ve-agvino tfeilo, ha-boso shope ba-adoche, because va-agvino tzricho klima. Vim ifre-ifre. In other words, because mabriyach ha-rekraseyach, so the mabriyach can be paled. So it can be mabriya in something else. So melee, if the boso is mabriyach, so the male, the boso, is paling particle, minute particles of boso. And it's mavriya into the gvino. And boso mavriyach, va gvino tfeilo, so ha boso shome va adoche, va gvino tzlicho klipe, because the boso does not require klipe. Why not? Because the gvino was stopping. So the male, it cannot be paling. So if it cannot be paling, how can the boso be belaya? Wie mir frief, wie mir jebeschi, da viele in mir luchin, lachin, wo immer das Gleiche. Sage mal doch, wo du mir liach, hoch im Kriseach, darf ke, bis ich in den Lech und mach was luchin. Und Pio Scherasche, der Heine, der Heine mir liach, als Boss, aber als Nia, sie in den Lech, hat sie die Schuhe bei Mai, wie ja die Chuhe jedi, wie jedi Schemri, du will mikre. So, Rasche sagt, what does it mean, in the Nechal Machmas Luchay? That means, Melich has Bosa, Le Hatzliya. So, she in Nechal Hatshi Yishvu, B'mayim Bi Adichuay. That's Rashi. And then, there is another Shite, Bi Yishemri, Lo Yimikhi in Nechal Machmas Luchay, Elo Ke Yimibu, Che Melchim Eisei Harbe Yitzirach Haderech. That was in those days, Yitzirach Haderech. Not today. Today, you take a plane. So in a few hours, you can arrive any place. But it means, in those days, when you go by wagon, so the Tzirech HaDerech meant the number of days. So according to Yei Shemri, so when is it called in Nechal Machmas Luchay? Only when it was so salted that it would be preserved for many days. The Rabbi Tam Pireish, Yichol Melech Shemeluchim Deo, Mikre in Nechal Machmas Luchay. At, so the Afrishites and we pass through, like Rabbi Tam Shemri. That kol ma she meyuchim ideiro mikre in nechal machmas miluchay. Avo nechal machmas miluchay, but if it was so slightly salted that it's still nechal machmas miluchay, so is lo yaha mikre seyach. Vidavke biboso chay, yishchilu binechal machmas miluchay, lishin in nechal machmas miluchay. Avo bitzli, but if it was royal, and so now the two pastors like this father the Rosh, because that's based upon the Gemara in after few days in Chum. So the Afrishites, Rashishite, the Roshite, the Rohatumshite. So the two pastors like the Roshite. So he said, Vidavke bibosachar, Yeshri minachum achas milchay, Yeshri minachum achas milchay, Avo bitzli, but if it was not war, if it was not war, it was boiled, even if it is cold, according to the Rosh Hashanah. Eichiluk. Because according to Rosh Hashanah, so when we say Eichiluk, if it is boiled and hot, but according to the Rosh Hashanah, as long as it's boiled, so even if it's Nechal Machmas Luchay, or not salted at all together, because there is no difference between slightly salted, that it's still Nechal, and not salted at all together. So, Avo Bitzli, if it is boiled, so even though it is cold, Eichilu. Sha'afi u'nofa l'moliach, she'nechal machmas milchei, boy eklipe. Vim yesh koyin, oy misuva bitabli, afilo im bitkoyin, vu chai kule yose. Kule yose. Now, let's see the more in thing that was not accurate when I said that the Torah paskens like the Rosh, like his father. He paskens like the Rosh, but even more than the Rosh. Like the Sivrat Truma. There is a slight difference between the Rosh and the Baal Truma. So, Rashi is the biggest maker, and the Baal Truma is the biggest machmir. And the Rosh is in between. So the Torah paskens not like the Rosh, but like Baal Truma. V'im yishpoim v'itum v'tav v'afloim v'koim v'uchal kodeos. Because I said, I mean, he passes like the Rosh, he passes like the bathroom. Now turn to the Gemara in Chum Daf Kufi, based on that. The ninth line on the top. And who about this one? There was a pigeon. A pigeon meat. You know from the Kavli Kamche. Kamche is milk with that was salted, that is salted milk. So pigeon meat fell into a pitcher of salted milk. So so there is a possibility that it's awesome. Still, shaliyah can be very matcherun. So he was still mad. Oh my God, man, Hakim, Mishra, Kai, Kavne, Ilav, Hakim, bring the Rome, Mishabun. Kosova, in that words, so in that words, it requires an explanation, because superficially it appears it should be also, after all, Mulia Harei Kereseach. So when pigeon meat fell into salted milk, too, it was cold, but Mulia, it was salted in milk. So Harei Kereseach, it should be also. So why was he not there? So bad, Kiko Mashmir, Mulia, Harik, and say, Yah, Hanamilah, and the Nechal Mahasmilch, and the Haikus, Tari Nahmadbuch. This milk was only slightly salted. It wasn't profusely salted. So, Mele, it wasn't considered Reseyah. The Hanamilah, Hai, Abu Tzli Boyakli. When do we say that if it is not profusely salted, only slightly salted? So it's butter only when it's high. But if it's free, so boyikli. He is the pile, and suppose it has pores, many cracks, curios. Even if it's not free. Vim isuvel mitavli. So also curios, even though it's not so. And it's not, it doesn't have pores, it doesn't have cracks. Now, so we have three pshat. We have Rashi's pshat, the Rosh pshat, and the Baratom pshat. Rashi is the biggest maker. And Rashi says, the Hanimilechai means not only if it's raw, even if it is boiled, but if it's cooled off already, it's also called Chai. Chai can be called even if it was boiled, but as long as it's not hard, it's cooled off already, it can still be called Chai. So, Hanimilechai, that's only if it is raw or if it's boiled but cold. I would sleep. But suppose it's boiled and hot. And suppose it has cracks, pores. So kula yoser, if it is boiled and hot. So kula yoser. So in other words, if it is boiled and hot and has no pores, so tom yasas kili klipe. But if it is boiled and hot and has pores, so it doesn't the whole thing. Not only can it be. But if it is cold, then even though it has pores and boiled, it's with our gamma. It doesn't demasculate the Beit HaMikdash. The E is the pile, suppose it is. We need to close, in other words, if it has pores and boiled and hot, so then it has a small technique. We need to make it ugly. Again, kumilos, in other words, suppose it's spiced, so, and it is boiled and hot, even though it has no pores, it is also kumilos. So Rashi is the biggest mate. So according to Rashi, in order to become osir at all, it must be l'chol hapoches boiled, and there are two prerequisites in order that it should become osir at all, even completely, and that is boiled and hot. But if it is not boiled, or even if it is boiled, it's cold, so it doesn't become osir. Even if it's spiced, and even if it's spores. So there are two prerequisites in order to isolate even completely. But in order to isolate kulo, so there are three prerequisites. The first two prerequisites, and then another prerequisite. What's the third prerequisite? So it's either all, either pores or spice. So in other words, if it is without two prerequisites, it's mutal gamma. It doesn't demasculate it. But if it has two prerequisites, without the third prerequisite, so then it has a split. Now, if it has three prerequisites, what three prerequisites? The first two prerequisites and the third prerequisite. The third prerequisite is either or. Either it has pores or it's spice. So if it has pores, even though it doesn't have spice, even though it's not spice, so it has, so in other words, if it is boiled and hot, and it has pores, even though it's not spice, it has a cool. Or, if it is boiled and hot, and it's spiced, even though it has no pores, no cracks, so then it also has a cool. But if it is neither spice, no pores, nor does it have pores, but it's boiled and hot, so then it has a cool. But if it's cold, even though it's boiled, it doesn't have a cool. So Rashi is the biggest thing. Then the Rosh is much more mafia. So he says, Mahanu Milachai Mitzroch, Avotzli means that it's boiled. Even though it's cold, boiled Mipe. So there is only one prerequisite. In other words, that it should be boiled. V is the Pile. And suppose it has pores. Suppose it has pores. So according to the Rosh, so in other words, if it is soaked, if it is cold, if it is boiled, even though it is cold, so even though it is cold, so it's boiled. But so only that, so if it is boiled and cold and has no pores, so it only has a silly. But suppose it is boiled and cold, and it has pores, it has the whole thing. But only if it's boiled. But suppose it's not even boiled, it's raw, then even the Rosh agrees that it's not us at all. So the Rosh explains, if it's raw, Abel told him it's boiled, even though it's cold, boiled leaf. So it boiled leaf, even though it has no pores. But if it is the pile, but suppose it's boiled, cold, but it has pores in addition, so it has a small technical thing. So if the whole thing is but if it is boiled, cold, and has no pores, but it's fine, so it has a whole thing. But suppose it's raw, it was never boiled, then it doesn't answer at all. Even though it's spice, and even though it has pores. Hashem Sibarat Humo is the biggest machmir. So he says, V'han v'lachay if it's raw. Avot zon if it's boiled, even though it's cold, boy klip. So far, the Barat Humo is like the Rosh. But here they differ. These they peel it, but if it has pores, then even though it's high, not so, it was raw, it was never boiled. So, Kulyosa, we metabolize, if it's spiced, even though it's raw, It's Chaim, so it's Kudos. So we have three sheets. Now, so how is the true Paschi? I guess the Prat Rumo. Or the Balito, sheet is also like the Balito. Alright. We daf give me Bosa Chai. Yes, Chil, the Nechel Machmas Milchel, she Nechel Machmas Milchel. Aber mit Zlir in Chilut, שאפילו נופל ללמוד לי אשנך על מחמס מלכי בואי קליפה so even so אבל בצלי נחילו שאפילו נופל ללמוד לי אשנך ביטופיה as long as it's בואי and so and if even though it's נופל ללמוד לי אשנך על מחמס מלכי so בואי קליפה ואם יש קויים או אם יסור בקבלים או אפילו אין בקויים והוא חי. So that's like about a tumor. Cool. All right. Now that is the tumor. Now, simultaneously. First of all, we know that we have a tumor. Now, we have a tumor. 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 Was a repetition, Sarah, that's in the caution, that's in the house of Patrick, you know, we are doch. We doubt the bush of love, look at our doch. I will need a new Hebadoch, eh? Gave us a high high today, sure, and the Hatril, eh? We doubt Dopo, so far, so it's very serious. But then, this Ramon injects an element of difficulty. We doubt Dopo, she gave the last look his star. אבל לא היה בשממש אם ניפול להקלי רק בצנן מותר להניע בין דובו יובש וליד דוחה כלל דעס עצמי. Now the Taz says that this Ramon is inexplicable, so because of that he makes a correction, he changes the Gilse, he changes the Gilse. So he says we nira שיש כאן תורי סייפר וצורך לימה יוביש ממש, אוי אם הוא יפול להקליא רק בצנן, מותר להניח בדובו להפעיל לידוכה. ובדובו, ניקוי על מה שקושב השוכנות, ניקור בשל מסצן, והיינו שנשתמשו בידכם, כמו שזכר בלי, ועל זה אומר, אבל דובו יוביש, מותר להשתמש בלידוכה. וכן, so he said, that's one thing. And then he says, oh, you will go back to the Akbitzenen. So then, Mutalaniya will go back to the Akbitzenen. So according to the task correction, in the text of the Ramo, in the text of the Ramo, so the Ramo is saying, two hours. One hour is, that if the Kehle Shalisa was used, Bisa Becham in the hot state, so it has a clear visa. Now I want to use a bitzenen, so I can use bitzenen, a domayovich, a dry fig, a dry salad, I can use. In other words, let's say, suppose it is a kele in which somebody cooked the veil. Tell the clear system. Now I want to put an apple. A dryer, it's not Moose, it wasn't his. A dryer, or a banana, whatever it is, an orange, anything dry. Or a piece of meat that is dry, that is completely dry. So even though Nivele was cooked in a hot state, it was cooked in it, it has a glee of Nivele. But right now, I want to eat a cold piece of meat, or a cold apple, or a cold orange. In that kele, I am allowed. That's one. Then, the second thing he says, Oi, in moi polakli, kagli tzene, mutalani abidogolav bilo yadoche. Suppose the pot was, the kele, was not used, becham. It was only used tzene. It's a kele, that was used tzene. Let's say it's a plate that was used between. It was never used in a hot state. So then, I can even pour cold soup in it without rinsing it. That's That's the collection that the Taz makes in Rambam. Now, of course, this collection is not what the Rambam meant, because if the Rambam had mentioned it only here, all right, it's a bigger collection. But this thing the Rambam mentions in the Archimation, he mentions it in the Eschatos, so we have to make a correction in all those places, and the Taz doesn't even undertake to make a correction in all the other places, he just undertakes to make a correction in this place. I mean, exactly. But anyway, we have to understand, we have to understand what the Taz says. I mean, what does the Rambam say according to the Taz correction? So, that according to the Taz correction, so the Rambam is saying two things. That if the Keilah was used in Bechamim, so then you can use Bitzeinen only Gavah Yomish, Ligam, but not in Gavah Lach. If it was used Bitzeinen, so then you can even use Bitzeinen if it was used before. Isa Bitzeinen, so then you can use it Dvar Heter of Lach too, but of Lach too. But if it was used in hat, so then you can only use a heta yovish, but not a heta lach. Now we have to understand. I mean, let's forget the real girsay in the Rambam, but let's accept the girsay of the Taz in the Rambam. What's the pshat? We have to understand. Now, what difference does it make? What was used before? Whether Israel was used before Bitzeinen, or Israel was used before Bechamim. Right now he's using Bitzeinen. Bitzeinen cannot be matter. So as far as Bli is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it was used before Bechamim or it was used before Bitzeinen. What difference does it make? Right now he uses a Bitzeinen. So even if the Keleh was used Bechamim, let's say it's a Keleh in which a goy or a Jew cooked an hour ago, he cooked in Vele, Trepe, Chelem, Dam, I mean, only Surah Shabbatim. But right now, he cooks for him, the Kehler looks for him, and he wants to pour, let's say, cold water. So he's not allowed. But a cold apple, he's allowed. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Even if he uses cold water in it, even if he pours into that keleh that was used Bechamim an hour ago, Beisah, but right now it looks clean. It looks clean. He doesn't see any grease. He doesn't see any grease of Beisah. And he wants to pour cold water in that keleh. What's wrong with pouring cold water in that keleh? So what do we say? No, he's not allowed to pour cold water in that keleh. First he must rinse it out well, because if he doesn't rinse it out well, maybe there are certain specks of grease that he cannot see with his naked eye. He doesn't see with the naked eye. So if he pours cold water, so those small specks of grease of Israel will be mixed with the water, and then he'll drink specks of grease of Israel. So the same thing should be true if he wants to be mishtamish with the cold apple in it. So maybe there is a speck of chaleb, of treifa, of nevela, of dam in the there, and that speck will be transferred to the cold apple. And when he eats the apple, he'll, along with it, he'll eat also the speck of grease, of isa. So what difference does it make? Whether it's your age, or it's not Yodish. Whether it's Yodish or not Yodish. So we have to say as follows, in other words, that Inochanami, we don't, it's not that we are afraid maybe he doesn't see well, and even though the surface of the cable looks clean, free of any grease of Israel, so we are afraid maybe there is grease of Israel, he just doesn't see it. Because if that had been the case, that we are afraid maybe there is grease of this at the end adhering to the surface of the cave, and he doesn't see it. So even in W Yomish, he should not be allowed. We're not fishish for it. But if it was
If it was used in heart, so that means it was Bilei Aisha. An hour ago, it was Bilei Aisha. It was Bilei Aisha. So then, the reason as to why we ask her to fill it up with cold water, because of Exeter, that if we allow him to fill it up with cold water, so maybe he will be nichshel and he will fill it up with hot water. Now, since he has a degree of Iser and will fill it up with hot water, so then it will be matlit, the degree of Iser, and they leave it to get, and that will be absorbed by the hot water, so we'll eat it by Iser. That's the reason as to why he is not allowed if the kele was used b'chamin b'yisera, so he's not allowed to be mishtamin shkido batzein an hour. Not that there is anything wrong in being mishtamin shbitzein per se, but if we allow him to be mishtamin shbitzein when that kele has a b'riya of yisera, maybe in the course of using it, he might decide to use it with hatu. He took it, he drank cold water, but he'll decide to drink hot water. Then it will be mafrit, and it will be commingled with the hot water, the plate of Isa. So he'll be echel dovros. So because of Ixere, maybe he will be mishtamish b'reitrim. So we don't allow him to be mishtamish b'tzeinim. That's the reason as to why he cannot be mishtamish b'tzeinim with Avalach. So then it was realizes. So why does the Ramo, according to the task collection, why does the Ramo allow him to be mishtamish b'tzeinim in the Dova Yovei Shlikamre, the same thing? Now, what's the Aloha? Suppose he will be mishtamish b'Dova Yovei Sheter b'Rit. What will happen? And that is a clear of Isa. So what will happen? It will be deflated and it will be absorbed by the Dova Yovish. How much will be absorbed by the Dova Yovish? Now that we learn in Simin Samachtes, and we learned it in Simin Kufei. I mean, so the halacha is that if you don't have Reiter, so if you have a Kelesh of Isa, and then you have a double Heter, you have a double Heter that is put in a Kelesh of Isa, that is the Seyach, so then there are three problems. If it's Yomish Mitamre, then it's only the way I can clip. If it is Yomish, Bidobagush, but Yeshli Nisiches Ktsas, so then it's the way I can mitil. And if it's Lach Mamesh, let's say Reitev, and it's Veseach, and it's Leizeach, then it's Mavriya Bichur. So we have three different rules. In other words, when you put a Eichel and Heter in a Keil Veseach, so if it's Yomish Mitamre, not even Mitilus Ktsas, so all that it can be Belaya is Kelim. If it has Mitibus Ktsas, let's say you put in a Kelim Reseach, you put a napple that is a little moist, not completely dry, in a Kelim Reseach, then it's Belaya, then the apple is Belaya Kelim Til. But if you put soup in a Kelim Reseach of Isaya, so then it's Belaya Legambe. So all the soup becomes us. We have three problems. So in this case, so that's the reason that's why the Ramo is mati to be mishtamish in the Dova Yomish Nidamre of Heter in the Kele that has a degree of Isaya. So he's allowed to be, he allows us to be mishtamish b'tzeinim. He allows us to be mishtamish b'tzeinim in Dova Yomish. Why? So Beichamim, he doesn't allow us to be mishtamish in Dova Yomish because then it will be Leia Kelechlipe and leave it, and that's also. But b'tzeinim is allowed. But so let him be tainin, so it will not be Belaya. So let him be mishtamish b'dovalach also be tainin. So the answer is no, b'dovalach he cannot be mishtamish b'tainin. Because of Xera, if we allow him to be mishtamish b'dovalach b'tainin, he might.